Hello, everybody. What are we doing? We are following my journey towards exploring what is it that we as a human being can do to be counted as net contributor towards our combined existence, right? So this burning question of where do I stand in this vast cosmic world, right? In the last time I was telling you about the Jesus people that I met and I befriended, and that kind of opened my mind towards the possibility that I might be wrong about something, or I might not know the whole truth, right? So for me, I was a Muslim, raised as a Muslim, and then somewhere along I stopped practicing as a Muslim. But I never really went out to look for other religions, because I thought, what's the point? You know, I've had an opportunity to have one, and I just could not understand few things. And it would apply to the same religions across. And it wasn't until I met the Jesus people that I realized that there is a whole set of benefit that religion brings, and there is a solid need for it, right? So the concept is that in order for us to function, or in order for us to have a sense of commonality, a sense of one purpose, you needed a force like religion to correct people's behavior, or, you know, or the other way of seeing is it like, you know, to indoctrinate people as such in which they follow a line. So basically, introduction of hierarchy, right? As much as all the religions say they're, you know, everybody is equal, but really, is everybody really equal? Not really. Like, if you see every religion, right, there is certain hierarchy. So I thought, okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna explore this. Right, so how is it that for the very early years of my life I was able to believe sets of beliefs? I had sets of beliefs. There were certain stories that were told to me which I held dear to. I drove morals out of it. I had set my life to be a good Muslim, that being a good human being, because that is kind of a synonym for me. If you were a good Muslim, then you were a good human being as well, right? And I was convinced that this was all life had to offer. But now here I am, completely blown away by these Jesus people and their conviction and their love towards Jesus, and there's this conflict, right? The conflict is, what is true then? I know lots of people who would die for Islam. Not literally, but they hold the religion very dear to them, right? So they will go to any lengths in which they will defend their set beliefs. And similarly, I have these people now who hold similar sets of views, similar but slightly different, who too will die, not literally, but metaphorically, will for Jesus, or for, die in a sense. They would devote their lives into devote their lives to Jesus, or devote their, that is kind of dying. If if you're not living for yourself, and if you're living for someone, some being, then you, it's kind of a death of a life. So yeah, I set on to, see, like, for example, throughout the world, people make sense of life and give purpose and meaning to it, right? So lots of people, through their faith, express their gratitude towards life. Like, for instance, high in the icy mountains of Himalaya, pilgrims have who have saved for years, journey to wash in the freezing water above the snow line, joyful that they are at the birthplace of the sacred river Ganga. Or, for instance, in a war-torn Afghanistan, right? The pride and joy, the pride and strength, and the joy of an old man lies in his ability to recite from the memory the whole of the Holy Quran. Or in Russia, Russian Orthodox Christians build a new screen for their icons out of a broken gun parts. And in North America, for instance, right, the native people, the members of the First Nation, they use these healing and spiritual traditions to overcome, drug addiction. Like, they have these techniques for thousands of years because they realize that humans are an addictive species, right? So they have developed these traditions and healing traditions in which they really get out of, get your addictions. And if we see, like, half of the world practices some kind of a religion, I would say, to a greater or lesser degree, half of the world. One or another world's religions, or in, other ones are, you would say, indigenous spiritual traditions, like lots of people follow that. And in terms of, if you see the total number of people who practice a certain religion, you might clearly say that it might be the Roman Catholic Church. Like, they have a community of around 1 billion people. Like, that's 1 billion people. And all of them believe. They have a certain belief, let's just say. And then you have these variations, right? You'll have people who have devoted their entire lives to a particular religion, and then you have people who spend certain amount of their lives, they devote certain amount, then there are people who say, oh well, you know, I'm not spiritual, or I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual, but you know, I was born or raised as underneath this religion. So most of the atheists, for instance, would tell you that they were born as, you know, or they were raised as a Catholic or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a, okay, not the Buddhist, people find very less Buddhist. Or in general, if you see that people participate in religious traditions to a certain degree, and like you have people from going every week to church or to the mosque every Friday or to the synagogue every Saturday, to people who just participate in only in major festivals, right? Like New Year's or you know, Eid, for instance, or just the Christmas, you know, just celebrating certain religious festivals and throughout the years, nothing to do with the religion. The world of the living religion is very diverse, right? It encapsulates the human experience, action, and emotions. It also comprises of the divine, the encounter with gods or lots of gods. Like religion teaches that physical material world is not the only reality, that there is something greater than here and now, a purpose more profound than simple survival, right? Here in this material world, it is possible for us to touch and be touched by the sense of this divineness. For some of us, like this leads to reunification of temporary pleasures of this world in a search of something greater. For example, in some giant monks, they do not wear any clothes at all. Now they see themselves as skyclades, clothed by the sky, right? For others, it leads to a desire to make this world a better place. Honoring the presence of God in everything. Like for Muslims, for example, right? Campaign for a fair trade between nations. And like Christians have worked and they have been working to improve health and education facilities. So you see essence of these religion. They were forged to have a certain purpose where they started. It was to satisfy a certain need at that time, right? You know what's interesting for me is that what is the role of religion in this modern world, right? Like if you can see the prehistoric things, that there was a need, there was the access to knowledge was very less, so it was easier for people to believe in stories that people tell because access to information was so limited, only few people had that access to information. So, for instance, if you just go like 200 years ago, right? If you have the ability to read 200 years ago, you have the ability to preach or to insert ideas into people's mind. Now everybody has the ability to read. Not everybody, but most of us. So it's harder to manipulate. It is harder to fool. It is harder to make people follow a certain story, because people have started to call out on bullshit, right? So there are lots of new generation that is coming up that just does not believe in this conventional religions. We're going to talk about the future of the religions later. It's fascinating how religions are going to be in the future. But let's say, like, what is the purpose, or how is religion in this modern world, right? If we see all of the majority of the religions, major religions, right, they have left their homeland and now are present all over the world. For example, Christianity today lives in developing countries, far from the Middle East and Mediterranean beginnings of Christianity. Like Mediterranean, I can't pronounce that. And if you see Islam, right, in majority of major European countries, it's like the second largest religious group.